WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Yes, it is.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
All right, folks, that's all the buzz we have for you today.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
All right, stand by for Guy Burnley with the news. Maybe you just got in your car and you've not heard. If you're a mom.
Oh, MILF time.
If you're a MILF, we have Hannah Montana tickets.
We've had women calling all day, desperate women.
The show here in D.C. at the Verizon Center on January 7th. We have a pair of tickets and $1,000, and we're playing MILF Strip Trivia. Ladies, you got to be hot as balls. You got to want to win these tickets for your daughter.
We have a Tina Fey and we have a Posh Spice.
And we are being picky, picky, picky.
We want to get 10 MILFs down here for Thursday's show.
Right.
So you can win the ticket that nobody can get.
This is not your standard cattle call when we do strip trivia and women call and we say, you know, a woman says, hi, I look like Kathy Najimy. And we go,
are you breathing?
Yeah, come on down.
Right.
No, this is for Hannah Montana tickets.
Right.
$1,000. You got to be a MILF. Do it for your daughter.
We're going to take three or four more tomorrow, and then maybe a couple more after that.
Mm-hmm. We got like 10 MILFs down here on Thursday for strip trivia information. Mm-hmm. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Right. If you send us a compelling email, we may call you so you don't have to waste time calling us with busy signals tomorrow. And we'll take more of your calls tomorrow as well.
Very cool. Good.
Okay. So that is tomorrow. We won't disappoint you in the way. I was talking to one of my neighbors who said to me, you know, when you mentioned everybody asks about Hannah Montana.
Right.
Driving up the street yesterday, going to the game, real early, one of the neighbors out putting up his decorations.
Right.
We slow down the car, leans in, first thing, hey, do you know anywhere I can find Hannah Montana tickets?
I've had five people ask me about it.
So I said to him, you know, you would never know it by listening to WJFK,
mm-hmm.
but we have one pair.
Right.
One pair of tickets giveaway.
Well, you should do what I do. If anybody asks you for the tickets, I say to everybody, yeah, no problem. They'll be at will call. I just don't want to deal with it right now.
That's right.
They'll be at will call.
And the guy told me about something. Now, I'm not sure the details. The Top 40 station here at 99.5,
mm-hmm.
they had some kind of Christmas ball party or something over the weekend.
Right.
And his kid won some stupid contest to be in the audience and the big deal was it was a concert with the Backstreet Boys, except this guy told me that they came out and they didn't care. They pretty much just sang the chorus of two songs that these girls knew.
They totally phoned it in?
And then they left.
Wow.
And then they left.
Ah, the disappointment of the holiday season.
We will not disappoint.
No, no. You will love your Hannah Montana tickets and you will love to play strip trivia.
This guy was asking me, like, you know, What recourse do I have against this?
I'm like, for a bad show?
Like, yeah. What recourse are you looking for? He said, well, they promoted it as a concert with the Backstreet Boys, and they only stood up for 2 seconds.
Everybody should realize that there aren't many live performers that really deliver the goods. There just aren't that many Wayne Newtons around anymore.
Besides, what kind of a show do you think you're getting in it with the Backstreet Men? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not boys anymore, right?
No, and they weren't they the guys that were managed by that guy that's in the lockup now, that Pearlman guy?
Yeah, the kid toucher.
The fat guy kid toucher that they found in Thailand?
Absolutely.
They're disappointed themselves.
More Hannah Montana strip trivia MILF stuff tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hot as balls. We're finally going to have a studio full of beautiful MILFs.
Who are really going to be enjoying the spirit of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got the calls today. These women are desperate for these tickets, and you're throwing in $1,000.
Yeah, and for the first time ever, we had to busy up the phones because we had too many chicks calling all at once.
I am looking forward to Thursday's show.
Get them in right away. We won't be like the Backstreet Boys.
Right. No.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Just to update and acknowledge a couple of stories, thousands of people attended the funeral for Sean Taylor today in Florida, and four suspects, who range in the ages of 17 to 20, are being held without bond in connection with his murder. Another update. Lawyers for the guy accused of taking hostages at Clinton campaign headquarters in New Hampshire says he was a desperate guy who can't get treatment for his mental health problems. The judge in Leland Eisenberg's case set bail at $500,000 after prosecutors pointed out his previous restraining orders and outstanding warrants.
And I heard he was drunk, too. He was drunk when he showed up.
Oh, the Hill guy?
Yeah. He walked in there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so I guess he'd been drinking most of the morning.
Apparently so. And he has a history of mental problems.
He used flares.
Oh, the fake bomb was flares?
Yeah, it was flares.
Wow.
Flares and duct tape.
Yeah, flares and duct tape.
And he did have some kind of remote control trigger device.
Yeah, he made it look good, but as soon as they smelled the booze, what are you going to do?
Not a happy drunk.
Not a happy drunk at all. No, not like you and me, Rob.
That's right, man.
AT&T is getting out of the payphone business by the end of next year. Customers have abandoned payphones, of course, in favor of cell phones.
I hate that.
And according to new research, chimpanzees have better memory skills than humans.
Oh, speaking of that, just reminded me. That's funny.
That's right.
What did that remind you of?
The point that the guy was telling me was that all of these teenage girls revolted and started throwing stuff at the DJs on stage.
Really?
So if there's anyone out there that knows anything that went on at this hot 99.5 party, it'd be a funny thing to talk about.
Backstreet Boys, probably just in bad moods. If you were a Backstreet Boy, wouldn't you walk around being in a bad mood all the time?
Of course I would.
Well, what if you were 50 and they called you a boy?
The Backstreet Men.
I just realized I have the same mental capacity as a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because I just remembered that when you said that.
A minky.
Not quite, Don. The BBC says young chimps performed better than adult humans during tests in which they remembered numbers and put them in the correct order on a screen.
Well, now I feel even dumber, Buzz.
And we all do. Some gay men from across the country have come forward to say they've had encounters with Idaho Senator Larry Craig.
Hi, Larry.
These are their stories.
Any gay monkeys?
The Republican who still insists he's not gay is now facing accusations that date back as far as 1981 when Craig was 36, single, and a freshman in Congress.
Hey, what kind of car does he drive around?
What kind?
An escort.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down. God damn it, they're fags.
That's Rickles doing Clark Gable.
Greg Ruth was 24 when Larry...
Don't get him wrong. He's a nice guy. Yeah. Don Rickles.
That's right. Mr. Warren.
Yeah. I'm a nice guy, so put your mind to
this, Phoebe.
A polite.
This is from the recent performance.
HBO. Love little kids and a stray cat, a dog. But this group tonight is from the Sears catalog. I'm a swell guy. The band thinks I'm groovy.
This is from that documentary on Rickles last night
on HBO.
Funniest thing was Martin Scorsese talking about being out in the audience, you know, because Scorsese cast him in Casino.
Right.
So the funniest thing he ever saw Don Rickles do was walk over to a little kid, and he said, "What's your name? What's your name, son?" And the kid gave his name, and Rickles slapped him and said, "Don't lie to me." I'm sorry. That's what I love about that man.
And think about how lame he is when we had him on this show.
Yeah. I was so crushed. Disappointed by that because, you know, even if he was going to talk with a little energy about his life or anything like that, but it was like, yeah, thank you, fellas.
You were so disappointed because
was crushed.
He was so low energy and so pleasant.
I know. And he was so, and I wanted him to beat us up, but I guess he gets asked to do that all the time.
They left out really his funniest piece of work, which was when he was attacked with the telephone in Casino.
That was funny.
Who doesn't laugh when they see that?
Love that.
That's Joe Pesci, right?
I think that is.
Beats him up with the telephone.
Yeah, hits him and knocks him down to the floor.
So it was 1981. Greg Ruth was 24 years old when he says Larry Craig gave him his phone number. In fact, the first rumors of Craig's gayness came in 1982. Immediately followed by Craig's denial and his marriage to Suzanne.
You said gayness, right?
Gayness, yes.
Gayness. Okay, you didn't say something else.
No.
All right.
No.
Rhymes with anus.
Rhymes with, but no.
Great planet.
In 1983, there was that moment at the ski resort with a Tom Russell who says it never went beyond talk at the time. But in 86, Larry Craig was reportedly at a gay club here in Washington flirting again with David Phillips. This time, Phillips says it went all the way and that Craig gave him $20 and a warning to keep quiet with the words, "I can buy and sell your ass 1,000 times. In 2005...
Anybody else turned on?
Hey, I'm getting hot right now.
In 2005, the male prostitute who says he did the Reverend Ted Haggard says Larry Craig also answered his ad, paying $200 to perform that special favor.
Craig paid to perform on him?
That is correct. You have interpreted it precisely.
Okay.
Craig's travel records corroborate that story. They also support the claims of another gay man who says he was approached by Craig in a Denver airport men's room in 2006.
What is it about this guy and men's rooms?
Convenience.
Why men's rooms?
You got an extra hour before the flight. Mm-hmm. Why not?
The research and the claims of these gay men are the work of the Idaho Statesman newspaper. Larry Craig, meanwhile, continues...
Oh, I subscribe to that paper.
It doesn't everyone?
I love the funnies.
Larry Craig continues his work as an anti-gay rights lawmaker. He also continues to deny that he's gay and that any of this happened.
I deny that I'm gay.
And he continues to appeal his conviction for soliciting a cop.
I'm calling about your ad in the newspaper.
And perhaps the best part, he's still planning to run for re-election.
You know, my daughter and her family live in Minneapolis, and she told me that over Thanksgiving when they were at the airport, mm-hmm. that it's amazing now that it is almost a shrine that people go to that bathroom mm-hmm. and want to have their pictures taken, not only in front of it, mm-hmm. but in the stall.
People right. are idiots.
They are.
I love them, but they're idiots.
Second stall from the left.
You know one of those idiots? That would be my son-in-law.
You see the pee picture. This is the place where he wanted to have sex.
They're going to email me a picture of my son-in-law sitting on the very toilet.
Oh, dear.
Where Larry Craig sat.
Well, he didn't sit. It's the guy that he was soliciting sat there, well, right? Because Larry Craig was standing up at the urinal next to the stall.
You are correct. Yeah, you're right. The one where the guy was sitting where Larry Craig played footsie with. Mm-hmm.
I've never been gay.
Nothing better than bringing a camera into a men's room. Everyone loves that.
The British teacher who was imprisoned in Sudan for letting her kids name a teddy bear Muhammad is free again. Gillian Gibbons has been pardoned after being arrested for showing extreme disrespect for the Muslim icon Muhammad. Although Gillian should have known better as a teacher working in a strange land, she didn't. And for a while, she was facing a fine, 6 months in prison, and 40 lashes. 10,000 nuts with swords took to the streets demanding she be executed. The rest of the world, including her 7-year-old students, protested loudly. So the sentence has been reduced to 15 days in jail. This morning, Gillian Gibbons was freed by the Sudanese government, which she says treated her very, very well.
She's hot. You see her on TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's super hot. I wish she was my teacher.
You're blind.
And now she's free. After being criticized for not stepping up like David Letterman and Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno has finally agreed to pay his non-writing employees' salaries for at least this week.
No, what I want to do is I got a lot of people that were telling me that it was, it was a bad thing, and I decided that for 1 week I will pay my employee salary. It's no big deal, it's just what they want. You know? What is it to me? It's another car. Mm-hmm. It's another car. I'm really, really disappointed I have to come up with this money out of this pocket. Isn't that right, Kev? Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Eubanks, the Tyson Orchestra. Thanks a lot, Kev.
NBC stopped paying those non-writing employees on Friday, laying them off.
That's how you do that.
Oh, that's not funny.
For the duration of the writer's strike, some of those employees may have to find new jobs if the strike doesn't end soon. A source close to Leno says he was stung by the criticism from some of his own people, especially since he'd paid out $500,000 in Christmas bonuses.
We could use the help.
$100 for every year you've been with the show.
Say to those unemployed writers, we always could use the help.
I'll give him a job. I'll give him a reference. I'll give him a reference.
How about if they gave your wife a bikini wax?
You mean Mavis? You want to make a joke about a mustache? That's all right. I said a couple of them can come over to the house and mow the lawn. And do that. I'll pay you for 1 week. 1 week and 1 week only. Then you are on your own.
Your wife looks like Wilford Brimley.
Thanks a lot. That's a mustache joke. F you.
You don't like that?
I don't like that at all. That's why I dig my heels in.
It was good that you brought a dozen donuts to the writer's strike.
She's hairy everywhere.
All everywhere?
Yes, down there. Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's like the jungle.
How about the back?
Doesn't the hair really go from hole to hole?
It does. As a matter of fact, there's a fine line of baby soft hair that goes from chin to navel to and around back.
Four stops, right?
Four stops, yes. Every hole.
Mouth, belly button.
Yes. When we first started dating, I noticed one thing about Mavis. Hair came from every opening she had.
Like the goddamn
dike opener? Like the goddamn
dike. Jay's people wanted to know why he wasn't generous like Dave or Conan. They were worried that 2 weeks had gone by since NBC announced the layoffs, and Jay hadn't said anything.
Jay is stupid.
Leno's spokesman says what he was doing was playing it optimistically.
No, it's not stupid. And what it is I don't really care. it's all right. Anyway, they didn't find a job.
You're stupid. You don't know how to play the PR game. You don't know how to play it like Letterman and Jon Stewart and Conan O'Brien.
No, you got it wrong. What I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to be careful. I just want to be extremely careful with what I do with my employees. And, you know, if they lose their jobs.
Leno's spokesman says he was playing it optimistically, hoping the strike would end, making all of this unnecessary.
I will support Kevin Eubanks in whatever he does. Hope he hits the road again.
And NBC's about to do something no network's ever done. I'll tell you about it when we continue.
All right, Buzz.
All right, yeah, Buzz.
Thanks, Jay. All
right. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, once again, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, NBC's there. About to do something no network's ever done. Farming out entire blocks of primetime programming to an outside producer. Sight unseen, apparently. The deal paves the way for most or all of a given night to be turned over to a single producer. The network buys blocks of shows from the producer at a fraction of what NBC would normally spend.
Now, I would think it would depend who it is. Like if you have a guy like Jerry Bruckheimer,
right.
You know the type of shows you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
If you get Dick
that's
Wolf.
That's quality.
You right. Get Dick Wolf, the Law and Order guy, uh-huh. You know what you're getting. You get Greg Garcia.
Right.
You kind of know what you're getting.
Right.
David Kelly.
I don't want to forget about
David
Yesdear.
David E. Kelly, absolutely.
That Yesdear is also on Greg's resume, as
mm-hmm.
well as that's My
right.
Name is Earl.
Mm-hmm. Right. NBC just bought 30 hours of programs from a guy named Tom Beers. He makes adventure documentaries. He did Deadliest Catch and Ice Road Truckers, if that means anything to you.
I've seen both of those.
I thought maybe you
I like Deadliest Catch. I think Ice Road Truckers sucked.
Ah, well,
Mike, what are each of those shows?
They're
no
reality
idea.
Shows. Deadliest Catch, I have the box set of Deadliest Catch. It's
wow.
About the guys off the coast of Alaska that die all the time going over the side of the boat, and they take cameras out during the you know, the typhoons and stuff. They don't have typhoons up there. But they you know, they catch king crab, and they take – it's a reality show. It's like
right.
You know, it's like the Dirtiest Jobs kind of reality
show. Okay, gotcha.
Show.
For now, this Thomas Beers will get spots on NBC's scheduled for 3 10-hour reality adventure shows. What could it hurt? Look at the TV grid, and you'll see the networks have already given up on Saturday nights and appear to be ready to do the same with Fridays. A producer in L.A., meanwhile, is hawking a new reality series called Who Wants to Marry a U.S. Citizen? As you may have gathered from the title, the show finds love connections for immigrants with temporary visas and then pays for the wedding if it all works out.
You know, there are so many of these reality shows, and we are so soured on them now
mm-hmm.
that even when the idea sounds good.
You know, like, it's going to suck.
Like,
oh, yeah. Right.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Great idea. Maybe good for the first 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Catch any of the ads yesterday for the Fox lie detector show?
No,
not yet.
Again, looks like it could be mm-hmm. tremendous. I'm sure it will suck. They have people sitting in a chair, and they, like, for instance, one of the great ways they tease you, someone's sitting in a chair hooked up to a lie detector. Big fat cow walks in front of him and says, "Do you find fat people repulsive?"
See, that's right. I like the idea.
Now, it all depends how many questions, how personal the questions are, and if it's one of those shows where you have to have build-up to build-up to build-up to build-up to finally answering real lie detector questions.
If they can make it get a little bit of that heat that they got from Meet the Parents, where Greg Falker yeah. sits down with Robert De Niro, then they might have something.
This bulletin just in.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz brought to you tonight by Mervis Diamond Importers and eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamond.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
No networks have snatched up this Who Wants to Marry a Citizen show, but in the writer's strike, at least one cable network is pursuing it. And finally,
wouldn't it be great if you had the lie detector show, though, and it was like you strapped a guy in and you said, "Do you ever fantasize about another woman while you're making love to your wife?"
Or even better, do you ever fantasize about another man? What motivates you? Mm.
Finally, a couple of different blue lights.
Have you ever had anal?
Have you ever picked your nose and eaten it? You can start soft.
Oh my
you
God.
Can start really,
right.
really soft.
I think they will. I think
Have you ever just turned your underpants inside out and worn them for 3 days?
Have you ever messed your pants?
Another good question.
Be wonderful.
In Milwaukee last weekend, a melee broke out when a rumor spread that a computer glitch had caused the Kmart store to offer instant credit and lots of it to anyone who applied. Anyone.
I hear that.
A crowd of shoppers were there clamoring for cards with credit
limits.
You
don't have education and you can't hardly get a job.
Credit limits of up to $4,000.
Come on now, move faster, get her done.
When the store ran out of applications, you could find enterprising Americans in the parking lot selling the applications. Kmart credit applications being sold in the parking lot for $10 a piece.
It worked for my mortgage. It's going to work for my Christmas presents.
A couple of women got into a fight, and a man named Quincy Eccles reportedly threw a security guard into a glass jewelry case, just like in the movies.
Eccles?
Eccles was in court Friday on battery charges. The store says it has since corrected that computer glitch. And a guy in Tacoma, Washington, had special blue lights behind the grill of his Mustang. He also had a speaker behind that grill that played all kinds of loud sounds, including one that sounds very much like a police siren. The 25-year-old Mustang owner is now in jail on charges of impersonating a police officer. Witnesses say he appeared to be using his blue lights and siren to get through traffic faster.
I thought it was a girl.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Mustang Sally.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, that's it. We gotta fly.
Not at all, old fellow, not at all. It's Christmas, you know. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Ah, yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Well, it is December. We'll see you tomorrow. Hit our website for the MILF Hannah Montana thing.
Yeah.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Thank you, Frank Caliendo. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Ed.
Hair from hole to hole.
Hole to hole. Every opening she had.
Goodbye. Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what do you want?
No.
Sinner. It's a sin to talk to whores.
This is the Don and Mike Show.